temporarily happy, like eating the chocolate that we were just doing, but really happy deep down. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's your family. Or maybe it's a boyfriend or girlfriend. It might even be the prospect of getting good exam results. But we're going to see this evening that the hope of a new heaven and a new earth is the only thing that will make us truly happy. We're going to see that the only way to be happy is to be in this place. God here gives us a sneak peek into what heaven will be like. And God speaks to his people through his messenger called Isaiah to encourage people to live for what is coming rather than living for the here and now. And we're going to see two things this evening. The first thing we're going to see is what it's like. And the second thing we're going to see is how we get there. So let's look at what it's like. Have a look down at verse 17. The first line that we just read. God is making a new heavens and a new earth. It's a bit like with your bedroom that you decided to redecorate. And you decide to sort through everything you own. You get rid of all the old stuff, like the mattress with the spring sticking out of it, and the tatty broken chair in the corner. And you buy lots of new things to make your room look nice and sparkly and new. And it's the same here. God is going to create the world again. Brand new. And he's chucking away anything that's bad. It'll be a place where there's no more sadness. Have a look down at verse 19. The sound of weeping and crying will be no more. Never again, in verse 20, will there be an infant who lives but a few days. The list goes on of all the rubbish stuff that happens now. God is going to get rid of it all. And instead, if you can't hear crying, then the only thing you're going to be able to hear is laughter and joy, because people will be rejoicing. It's a place of delight and joy. Can you see that in verse 18 and 19? Think back to a time when you were when you felt really happy. How long did it last? Maybe it was a month or a week. Maybe just a day, maybe even just a few hours. But this happiness here will last forever. And that's an incredible promise, because it's an incredible place. It's not going to be weird and we're going to float around on little clouds. It's a physical place. And we know this because when Jesus rose from the dead, he was seen to be eating with his disciples. He ate a fish in front of them. He had a physical body, and like him, we too will have one. And at the moment, you might not be worried about getting old, but one day you will get old like me, and even as old as AJ. But in the new heaven and earth, we will have bodies which no longer decay or get old. What more could we want? But what about now, you might be thinking. The world around us tells us that we should be happy. And we expect that too, don't we? We expect that we should be happy here and now. I'm sure you're familiar with Pharrell Williams' song, which is all about being happy. In case you've been living under a rock the last few days, here it is. It's easy to think that we're happy, isn't it, when the music's going, yeah, it's a great song, we're happy. But when it stops, well, life isn't always that happy, is it? We long for life to satisfy. We long to be happy, but this world here just doesn't cut it. It's full of constant disappointments. Friends let us down. Our boyfriend or girlfriend dumps us for someone else. Our family irritate us, and we study hard, and then we fail our exams. Why is that? Why don't we experience lasting happiness now? Well, it's because our relationships here are broken. And ultimately, our relationship with God is also broken. At the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, we see a world really similar to this one here. It's a world where everything was good. But the reason it isn't that way anymore is because of mankind. When mankind ignored God, when we wanted to rule for ourselves, we broke the relationship between us and God. And when we lost our relationship between us and God, it became broken between others. Each of us long to be happy again. We long for things to be good again. We long to be in a world that's not broken. We long for this new world here. That's why God's making it new. He's remaking the broken world. He's remaking the world that we broke. And he's making it new for us. So we've seen what it's like. Secondly, we're going to see how do we get there. So when driving to go on holiday, I wonder who navigates. Maybe you don't trust a family member to navigate you, so you rely on the sat-nav. But depending on who's navigating, will depend whether or not you get to your holiday destination. If the sat-nav takes you the wrong way, well, you're not going to end up at the airport, but in a field. But if it actually takes you the right way, then you'll get to where you're supposed to be going. And the same is true for life. The way you live now shows us where you're heading. So the way you live now shows you where you're heading. For you, maybe you think this life is all there is. You only get one life. And it's here and now. You only live once. Therefore, you live for other people and for happiness now. Or you might be convinced that there is a judgment day and there is a heaven, and that's where you long to go. And the way you live now will show us where you're heading. Either you're living for this world, or you're living for this world. And the two can be further apart. If this life here is all there is, then that puts a lot of pressure on the things around you to make you happy. It puts you at the centre, and your happiness is the most important thing. But what about when things go wrong? What about when the things you put your hope in don't make you happy anymore? Do you just find something else to make you happy? But if it's this heaven here that you long for to make you happy, then the way you live now is going to reflect it. Because no more will you try and find happiness in other people, in relationships, because you know that they're broken. You'll know that it's only when the relationship is put right with God, then everything else will be put right. So where are you heading? Maybe you've realised tonight that you haven't been living for this heaven, but have instead been living for this life. Maybe you are living for this heaven, but you struggle to put your hope in the things in this world and not hope in people here. Maybe you've realised that this life here in the Bible is what you want to be a part of. Well, there's good news, because you can be a part of this new world. And the only way to get there is by believing in the death and resurrection of Jesus. The cross is the only way we can be right with God again. The only reason that this heaven here exists is because Jesus paid the price for it. just a few chapters back from this one, we have the invitation to come. To come, all who are thirsty, and drink and be satisfied. What on earth is that all about? Well, Jesus explains it for us. Jesus, when he was on the earth, he spoke to a Samaritan woman when he was travelling through a place called Samaria. And he stopped to gather some water from the well, and he said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water," that's the water from the well, "will thirst again. But the water that I give them will never thirst again." Jesus is saying that through him we can have life, and it will be life that satisfies. It will be a life that we can truly delight in. If you believe that Jesus' death and resurrection are what will bring you life, then you can be in this new world. You can have the joy of knowing where you're headed. You can delight in Jesus, knowing he has made it possible for you to be in this place. Knowing that Jesus experienced our hopelessness so that we can have hope. And it's free. There's no cost involved whatsoever. He did it on our behalf so that we can have hope, even though we don't deserve it. And if you believe in it, you can have this hope. It will never disappoint. And Jesus didn't just die, but he rose again. He's made it new. He's made everything new. Just like we will be. Whatever happens now in this life, whatever trial you face now, whether you fail exams, whether your boyfriend or girlfriend dumps you, or maybe when things actually get really serious and people you love start getting ill, we can know that things will get better. One day there will be nothing left that's bad, and that's including us. We will be made new. And it's only because of Jesus' death and his resurrection that this place is even possible for us to get into. If you believe this, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again for you, then you can have this hope, not just for the future, but now too. We can enjoy a relationship with God now. We can rejoice in the fact that Jesus' love is far greater than any other love. Now, you all know that I'm getting married in July, and most of you know Ian. I think he's a pretty nice guy, but then I'm biased. But it's easy to think that when we're married, life's just going to be wonderful. Ian's going to make me breakfast in bed every day and bring me roses. I mean, it's not going to happen, is it? Our marriage is not going to be like that. And if I think that that's what marriage is going to be about, I'm going to be severely disappointed. Because Ian can't make me happy. Only Jesus can. Because only Jesus gives life. He is the only one that can satisfy. The greatest is yet to come. Here in this new heaven and new earth is the only place we can be truly happy. We will finally be with God as we were made to be. This new world will be incredible, and we can only get there because of Jesus. So will you be there?
Well, that's a big challenge, isn't it? So I think maybe just reflecting for a couple of minutes on what we've heard, and are we trusting in the things now or things of the future?